a goal from Carlos Bocanegra.
Lloyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd. This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is. Switzerland and Shaqiri have scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, he's producer Aaron Raybould, and I am the very humble host of the self-proclaimed best in soccer talk at Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Tonight, coming from the home studio, and we've got a lot to talk about off the top of our heads. Wow, it would be hard to think of a little messy conversation tonight, but we will get to Lionel Messi, to PSG. It's all done. It's signed. He is now a member of Paris Saint-Germain. Show, as always, is brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. If you get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, John and his firm, they're going to represent you and they're going to fight for you 24/7, nights and weekends. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-HURT. They are the presenting sponsors of this show. Get the representation you need, DaspitLaw.com. So tell me your thoughts on how you feel about Lionel Messi leaving. And, you know, for me, this man should have retired in a Barcelona jersey. I understand the reasons why it's not going to happen. And then I say to myself, is this the biggest sports move ever? Is this the biggest sports move ever? Any sport that has occurred. Would you agree? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Aaron Raybould, I will ask you that question. Is this the biggest sports move ever in the history of professional sports in any sport? Football, basketball, baseball?
Now soccer fans are going to probably nuke me over this.
Because, oh, you're going to get nuked.
Take it with a grain of salt.
You will get nuked.
Take it with a grain of salt. But to me, having, you know, a cursory knowledge of Messi and his, you know, the longevity of his career and how important he has been to the sport over the past, what, 15 years or so? I mean, how long has he been
pro? He's been at Barcelona since he was a little kid.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, Tom Brady leaving the Patriots and going and winning a championship with Tampa. This is Joe Montana leaving San Francisco and going to Kansas City. This is Michael Jordan finishing with the Bulls and then for some reason going to the Wizards. This is something
Team Olajuwon going to Toronto. That was a nightmare.
I mean,
that was a nightmare.
This, to me, from an outsider, rings of not just a shock to the world of soccer, but this is going to be something that soccer fans will remember. Like, this day, they will remember that for the rest of their lives, and they will tell their kids that are soccer fans, and they will be able to go, you know, it was a Tuesday, it was like 2020, 2021, oh, it had to be 2021 because the pandemic was basically, you know, we went through that first year. And so, yeah, I remember. And the news broke on ESPN, and then, you know, they had video of him being carted around. Because I've seen the videos. They literally drove him around like he was the Pope with enough security to, you know, fight the
incredible.
Secret Service.
There were people waiting at the airport 3 days before he even got there.
Yeah. People are going to remember that in the coverage and what it looked like for the rest of time of, yeah, this was a huge, huge thing.
Well, the way you just compared that to some of the big name athletes in America, I think was excellent. The only difference is this guy is far more global. I mean, Jordan maybe not. You know, Jordan is certainly global because of Nike as well, but he's in the global sport, and you know, we can all bounce that around all we want. But it is a spectacular moment. Lionel Messi, 34 years of age, arrived in Paris, signed and presented. He's going to wear the number 30. This was a free transfer. There's a two-year contract with an option. I think he makes about $45 million a year. Biggest star that's ever arrived at PSG. I don't think there's no question. Sorry, Neymar. Sorry, Zlatan. Big question is, does Mbappe stay or go now for PSG? PSG, 10 years ago, came on the scene in a big way because of Qatari money. The owners are owners of a company called QSI. They took over 10 years ago. They've already brought in Gianluigi Donnarumma as well this year, Sergio Ramos, Jorginho Wijnaldum. Sorry, Liverpool fans, for butchering that. Kind of sad that he's left Liverpool. And Akrat Hakimi. So Kylian Mbappe has been rumored to potentially go to Real Madrid. There is so much to talk about here. There's only a few players that have played with both Messi and Ronaldo. Now, a couple of them, Angel Di Maria now. Dybala has played at Juventus with Ronaldo and Argentina with Messi. Piqué, Carlos Tevez, Fernando Gago, remember him at Real Madrid with Ronaldo, and then, of course, with Argentina with Messi on the national team. Deco played on Portugal with Ronaldo, and then Barcelona with Messi. Higuain, who's now playing at Inter Miami. So there's a couple. Henrik Larsson, by the way, played with both Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. Larsson at Manchester United and Messi with Barcelona. And that takes you back a little bit, as well as Gabriel Heinze, who just got fired in Atlanta. Played at Manchester United with Ronaldo and Barcelona with Messi. So, yeah, it's interesting. It's so interesting to see that Messi and Sergio Ramos are going to become teammates. The question is, how big of a hit will this be for La Liga as well? Because now you do not have Lionel Messi anymore. You do not have Cristiano Ronaldo. What does this do to sponsorship, TV deals, all the other things involved? And we all know Barcelona totally screwed this up fiscally. It's incredible, some of the decision-making that went on. And the emperor got undressed because of the pandemic. 713-780-3776. Biggest sporting move ever in the history of all sports for you? Lionel Messi to Paris Saint-Germain. Messi emerged from a balcony, was in the stadium, he was in the streets. I think you said it, Aaron. It was like the Pope, right? Unbelievable.
I mean, the security and stuff that they had, the security detail on the drive, just looking at all the cars that were surrounding it, it honestly looked like a presidential motorcade here in the States. Like,
yeah,
several presidents and vice presidents have visited this city, and you know, if I usually drive on this highway, I cannot get on that highway because every single exit and entrance ramp is shut down by a cop, and there is now a good 40 cars coming from Ellington or Hobby or wherever the heck they landed to get them to where they're going. And that's what it looked like. It looked like they were taking a world leader somewhere that, oh my God, if something were to ever threaten or come close to threatening this guy, it could be the end of the world.
Unbelievable. Neymar has already posted an image of himself and Messi hugging back at their days with Barcelona. And don't ever forget, Neymar's best times as a footballer from the club perspective was playing with Lionel Messi and Luis Suarez at Barcelona, in my opinion. No question. And I think that's because of the influence that Messi and Suarez had on Neymar. I think there's just a different sort of container you're in when you're playing in and amongst those guys. And probably that was very timely for Neymar during his career. So incredible. PSG's turning itself into a team full of superstars. I'm still a little bit mixed on it all. I don't like how teams are getting stacked, and now Chelsea's got Lukaku coming. We'll take your comments. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Is Lionel Messi this the biggest move ever for a professional athlete? Messi to PSG from Barcelona. And, you know, I remember on Sunday he broke down in the press conference. I mean, this is a place he was since he was a little kid, plucked from Argentina at a very young age. So a lot of emotions for fans. You just don't get a guy playing that long at one club anymore. And that's why this separation, this breakup, this funeral, whatever you want to call it, to Barcelona fans is a tough one. Later on in the show tonight, we'll have Jordi Sunyer, TV3 in Barcelona. He's going to take us through a lot of the reasons why this all happened, some of the things that have gone on. You know, there were players in Barcelona where they were asked to take a pay cut. And you know, to their defense, you got to say, why should I take a pay cut? This is what I negotiated. You know, I negotiated with you. One of the guys that really has been very vocal, apparently, in the locker room is Ter Stegen, the goalkeeper. I think it's a very difficult situation for all around. But at the end of the day, Barcelona's handling of the finances, just what a nightmare. What an absolute nightmare. I would say some other words. So tell me your thoughts. Messi to PSG. Premier League match day one begins Friday. Brentford and Arsenal. How excited are you for European soccer to be back? We'll take your calls on that. 713-780-3776. We speak with supporters group members tonight. Houston LFC, who's out at Hugh O'Connor's bar, and Houston Coolis, Ian Veary and Victor Valencek. Houston Coolis is the Barcelona fan club. Tonight they will join me in the next segment, and we'll banner it around. Obviously, supporters groups in Houston for so many different teams, very, very important. And they take their groups into pubs and all around town. We've had them on the show for many, many years, and we do know what they do when it comes to the Houston soccer community and growing the game. Streaming at ESPN975.com. Call-in number again, 713-780-3776. I got tickets to give away tonight for the Houston Dynamo Colorado Rapids. That game is Saturday night. That will also be on Channel 55. Houston Dash will take on the Washington Spirit on Friday. I'll be giving those tickets away as well. And I will also give some to some pediatric cancer patients. So that is always a wonderful thing to do, and try to break up some of the treatments and things that they're doing. Saturday at the Dynamo Colorado Rapids game, great tradition is being brought back that Oliver Luck had started back in the day. It's called the Orange Blazer Club, and it's a presentation of a blazer to some of the great, you know, often not acknowledged builders and leaders in our youth soccer community. Oliver started this to honor those that were influential in the soccer community at all levels. So it's a return to being an annual tradition. I was privileged and very, very honored to get one of these jackets at halftime with Victor Delgadillo's daughter. Now, if you remember Victor Delgadillo, he was like the godfather of a lot of the leagues in Houston. Truly a gentleman, big, big part of anything that happened soccer-wise in the city of Houston. So we remember Victor Delgadillo tonight, and also Jack Stanfield, the former Houston Arrow, who played with Gordie Howe, but so influential at Home Sports Entertainment and also for Fox Sports. I got the picture right here. I just took a look at it. It was a wonderful day, and it's great to see that Jim Walker is going to be honored at halftime for his work at all levels in our soccer community. Now, this is one of the most humble, gentle, wonderful men you'll ever meet. He was a general manager of the Houston Dynamos in the 80s of the USL. We got to the league championship that year, but he spent countless hours in this city organizing, coaching, education events, clinics, created the Amateur Lone Star Soccer Alliance, extensive work growing the Cyfair Dynamos Youth Soccer Club, which still remains today and is run by the former Houston Hotshot indoor soccer player, Olivier Finidori, when the Hotshots used to fill the Summit. Was the general manager, Jim Walker, also for the Chicago Sting in the North American Soccer League back in the heyday of the NASL as well. So a lot of things, but truly a gentleman, truly deserving. This type of recognition for a man like this is deserved. And there's so many in our community that are deserving of things like this that we have to continue to honor in the future. So Messi. So how are they going to play him? That's the other thing tactically. Is it a 4-3-3 with kind of Messi out on the right, cutting in on his left? Did they play kind of a 4-2-3-1 with Messi as a playmaker? That puts Angel Di Maria back in the lineup. 3-5-2 behind Mbappe and Neymar. That is if Mbappe stays. There's all kinds of options that occur here. Where do you like Messi best? 713-780-3776. Do you want him central? Take into his age now at 34. It's not going to help you much when the ball turns over, but that doesn't matter. He is in Paris now. He is a PSG player. Lionel Messi is the talk of the sporting world right now. 713-780-3776. The man won 6 Ballon d'Ors. Just to put it in comparison, Neymar has not won one. Ibrahimovic has not won one. He was bought at a higher price than Neymar and Zlatan. He's going to wear number 30. We mentioned that. And he's going to take someone's playing time. So where do you play him, wide or underneath? That's going to be a good one. Coco Catasquia, who is Panamanian, had a great interview with him a short time ago, aided by Dynamo Communications man Edgar Valles. We're going to run that interview tonight. I think you're going to find it very interesting. Played in Spain, some of the thoughts on MLS, Panama, the players that have come to MLS from Panama. And you're going to get to know Coco Catasquia. You're going to also find out how he got the name Coco and who gave it to him. But he had some good moments off the bench as a playmaker. He's a very different midfield player than anything that we have right now when it comes to the Houston Dynamo. And we'll take your calls on the Dynamo right now. What frustrates you most? I mean, I know the number one thing is you want some bigger name players. I know that. You want a high-end DP. How do you feel about Coco Catasquia coming on loan right now? Can the Dynamo make the playoffs? How do you feel about that? Tab Ramos came out. He was very honest. He said, look, next 5-6 games is going to determine it. But there is a lot riding on Coco Catasquia, I think, right now. Because creating chances is a difficult problem. Now, the good news is I think Maxi Arruti is back in training. I think Darwin Quintero is back in training. And I think Ari Lassiter is back in training. So that is good news. I'm not sure about the status of Tyler Pasher, but apparently he was off training on his own. So we'll see if he's going to get fit and healthy by the weekend. We've liked everything Tyler Pasher's done. The only thing we don't like is durability and the fact that he's gotten injured a few times. That's a problem because it keeps him off the field. And he's been one of our best breakdown players, beating people off the dribble, and that's needed. This is St. Vincent. We're going to take you to break with that. We are going to remind you that this show is presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com, John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. They're going to work for you 24-7 nights and weekends. 713-322-HERTH. They're bilingual. By the way, John and his firm, also the presenting sponsors of Soccer Matters on the Horn in Austin, Texas. So if you want to go back and listen to that interview last night with Angela Kelly, the head coach of Texas, who has a Canadian World Cup winner, gold medal winner, Julia Grosso on her team. And, of course, the gold medalists for the Houston Dash. I don't think they're going to be back in town this week. Sophie Schmidt, Alicia Chapman, and Nichelle Prince. A big congratulations to all three of them. Show, as always, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. We'll take a break. We're going to come back. We will talk some Liverpool. We will talk Premier League. We will talk Lionel Messi leaving to PSG. And we will talk supporters groups.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Hi, this is Oliver Luck, and you're listening to Soccer Matters on 97.5 with the irrepressible Glenn Davis.
Yeah, we had just mentioned Oliver Luck in the orange jacket, which was his idea back in the day, to honor those in the Houston soccer community. Great stuff from Oliver. It's being brought back by the Dynamo, and a great move from the Dynamo. Welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Right now, by the way, Sporting Kansas City and Leon are playing. And it is all a part of the League's Cup. And there's two games tonight. CONCACAF Champions League will return. So a lot is going on. Sporting Kansas City and Leon right now. Seattle will take on Tigres later. Wednesday, New York City FC and Pumas. And then Thursday, it'll be Santos and Orlando City. We're going to switch gears here for a minute. 713-780-3776 is the number. We're going to switch gears here for a minute. We're going to start to talk a little bit of Premier League because the English Premier League will kick off on Friday. And this weekend, Liverpool will be in action. And, of course, we will talk some Lionel Messi and Barcelona and his movement to PSG. Victor Valencek of Houston Coolis and Ian Veery of the Houston Liverpool Football Club Supporters Group, which is they hang out at Hugh O'Connor's Pub out in the Markey Entertainment Center area. Get out there sometime. And Houston Coolis are at Revelry on Richmond. Welcome in, gentlemen. Welcome in, Ian.
Hey, Glenn, can you hear?
We can hear you both. How are you guys?
I'm good, man. Good to be on the show here, Glenn.
All right, so I'm going to start it off. I'm going to pitch it to Ian, then I'll come to you, Victor. I'll traffic cop a lot of this. Ian, what's most important for you heading into the opening of the Premier League this weekend with Liverpool?
Well, get off to a good start. After last year and the injuries that we had, I think it's really important. It's been kind of interesting as well with Liverpool, what I would call like the old clubs and the big clubs in England. Liverpool have been very tentative in the transfer market right now. Just picking up Coato. I actually looked pretty good the other day. We've got Robbo gone down with ankle ligament damage. He's going to be out probably till the international break, so that we're already off to a good start.
That's the left back, Andrew Robertson. We just want to clarify that because, man, what a talented player he is. So he's going to be out for a while. Liverpool open with Burnley.
Yeah, we're going to play. Now, Watford, I think it is, first game.
Oh, it is.
Then Burnley second.
Okay.
Yeah, Watford. Then. No,
wait a second.
Norwich.
We're both wrong. It's Norwich. It's Norwich City, and you better be careful because Josh Sargent, the U.S. international, is now on Norwich City.
That's right, he is. Yes, it's good to see, actually, that some of the more of the U.S. internationals are getting into the Premier League as well. That's great to see, I think.
It is. Ian, there's good news here. You know why? Because if you thought it was Burnley and you took my advice, that game was at 6:30, and you would have showed up at Hugh O'Connor's at 6:30 instead of 11:30 when Liverpool actually plays Norwich City.
That's right, yes. Yep, Saturday, we're going to do lots of giveaways. We've got Stella sponsoring the Premier League, Liverpool this year at the bar, so that's going to be good. We're looking to re-energise the club this year, obviously, sort of moving forward after the somewhat quiet year we had last year, obviously, with everything that's been going on.
Yeah, you go over there at Hugh O'Connor's. There will be specials, as Ian said, on Stella Artois. And, of course, you'll have, I believe, the Great Goose there and Dave and Peter. It's a great group there. And we'll get back to you with more on that in a second, Ian. I want to switch it over to Victor Valencek of Houston Coolis. All right. You know, is the funeral over yet with Lionel Messi going to PSG?
No, I think we're still watching it happen here, unfortunately. It's kind of a surreal moment happening for Coolis here. All we can do is just to sit back and kind of, you know, all deal with this in our own way. The one thing I'm looking forward to is the good news. I got to find some good news here is that watch parties are back, and we are getting back together here this Sunday at the Revelry on Richmond, August 15th at 1 p.m. Again, I invite all Kool-Aids to come back, come join together, and kind of, you know, if you got to grieve together, if you just need to, you know, be with fellow Kool-Aids, hopefully we can all find our way through this and find some, just to see what life is like on the other side, unfortunately, without Messi.
Well, part of being a football fan is suffering, right? I mean, Dynamo fans know that. We're trying to change things and turn things around with the Houston Dynamo. They'll take on Colorado, but suffering's a part of it sometimes as well, right?
Football's a cruel sport, they say.
Yeah. How about you, Ian? look, last year was a very disjointed year. Give us some insight into Virgil van Dijk and what sort of the reports have been out of Liverpool and with his health and where he may be and where we may see him ultimately start really getting back into the team.
Well, I think he's looked good. He's looked good in a couple of the preseason games. The first game he came on, he looked a bit rusty, obviously, but the last couple of games he's looked better, I think. I think he's going to slot back in seamlessly. I think he's worked really hard. I think, you know, I see him actually being back to being a key member for us this season because we really missed his leadership last year in the back four and those killer passes that he can put on a sixpence to Salah or Mane getting in behind. We really missed that last year. When he went down and Gomez, we lost that direct route to speedy forwards, and it really cost us in a lot of the games. We couldn't really play out of the back, and then with Henderson going down as well, we lost our talisman. So many things went wrong last year. I'm just hoping for a sort of a better start this year. And the schedule's not... Well, we've got a good start, really, at Norwich and then Burnley with the 6:30 game, as you said. And then our next game is Chelsea. So we're off to a good start in the first three games. So,
you know, Ian, oftentimes people forget the dynamics of losing a player like Virgil van Dijk and his effect on not only all the things that you just mentioned, but even his effect on the confidence of Andrew Robertson and Trent Alexander-Arnold in getting forward and really going forward with full confidence with the knowledge that he's back there, can provide the cover laterally. The dynamics of a single player can really gum the works up.
Oh, massive, massive loss. I mean, I'm really excited to see him back. I think it's going to be an interesting year. I think we've got a replacement, Alden, as well. I mean, PSG is scary good right now. Oh, my goodness. Think about it. Mbappe, Messi.
Well, they're not yet. They're scary full of talent. But, something tells me it should come together. They have so many game changers there. And that's if Mbappe stays.
Goal as well. I mean, my goodness. It's, I saw somebody say today, actually, I was reading one of the articles, it said, just give them everything now. But, of course, no, that's why you play the game. You know, I mean, they may get some injuries. It's going to be interesting. The same thing with Manchester City in England as well, all the Grealish stuff. I've been watching Sky Sports and reading some of the journals, and it's all, oh, give the title to Manchester City now. Well, they're starting the season without De Bruyne, who is their talisman. And I think they said he might miss the first couple of games through injury. So, you know, nothing's guaranteed. That's why they play the games. Manchester United, Sancho coming in. I mean, I think he's going to be a massive good addition. If I get Varane across the line, that seems to be taking forever. They could definitely be up there this year as well.
All right, we'll switch it back to Victor Valencek. We're talking to Victor Valencek, Houston Coolies, and also Ian Veery of the Houston Liverpool Supporters Group. These guys and their groups, you know, they have a great time. They get out there, they support their teams, they discuss their teams. It's a great social atmosphere, and they're drinking great beer, too. I can tell you that for sure. All right, Victor, so where do you find Barcelona now? And with Lionel Messi leaving, who becomes the talisman? Because I hear the names bannered about, Memphis Depay, and who's it going to be?
Well, you know, I mean, just watching some of our early friendlies and the Gamper Trophy match that just happened, seeing someone like Memphis up there in the true number nine, he looks like the Suarez of 2015, if I had to, like, make a comparison. He's got the pace, he's eager, he's hungry, he looks good in the position. I have to say that, you know, are we going to be, you know, at a loss for goals? That's going to be one of the big questions. Who's going to make up those goals? I feel good. Nobody's going to replace Messi, but at the end of the day, with someone like Memphis there, it's just going to be really, really, if you have to find some, you know, the silver lining here to find out, you know, find out who's going to step up. Is Griezmann going to step up in that 10 role? Who's going to be the playmaker? Who's going to score the goals? I personally think Memphis is going to score those goals. I personally think Griezmann and potentially even Coutinho, maybe we can see, again, all the challenges we saw with Messi there, that we kept bringing in players that were interfering and trying to play the same role that Messi was playing. Again, there's definitely opportunity. We've got playmakers. We just got to see them step up, and hopefully the confidence is there to do it.
So if you remember Memphis Depay, he started at PSV Eindhoven, scored a bunch of goals there. That got him a move to Manchester United. That was the time where he was more worried about his fashion, I think, than football. He got overwhelmed there, did nothing at United, scored twice, I think, in 33 games. Then he goes to Lyon. He revives his career, looks more mature. He's doing better with the Netherlands. So Barcelona's getting a much more, you know, mature footballer here at 27 years of age. And, you know, I just wonder with all the things that have gone off field and everything that's occurred and everything that still remains a challenge for this club, some stuff we don't even know. A lot of stuff we don't know. And that's why I want you to listen to Jordi Sunyer later on from TV3 in Barcelona. But, you know, there is kind of a dark – what were those black clouds that were flying around in the Harry Potter movies? I don't know what they were called, but they were very ominous. I just feel like they're kind of floating above the Nou Camp in Barcelona.
Oh, I mean, when you've got the financial troubles that our prior board and president left us, and the whole reason that we're in this situation in the first place, and we just—it's tough when money is the economical financial situation. They were running that club with salaries that were just unrealistic, and of course, the pandemic brought it all to light in a very ugly way, and here we are. So I can just simply, again, we got to hope that Laporta and the board are doing what they doing the right things to get this club fiscally back on track, because it's going to be a long road until they do that.
Tough breakup, boy. Tough breakup, and it all came down to finances. There was no way they could keep him. And they were desperate to keep him. Now, do you feel like La Liga is going to take a big hit here now without Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo? I'd have to think yes.
You know, I mean, if you're looking at, again, talking about money and talking where people go and spend money, you would think there's going to be an impact. You know, from a fan perspective, what's that impact look like? How many of them are really going to be potentially, are they true just Messi fans? You know, we hope not. We hope that, you know, people have been following along who are Barcelona fans will continue to be Barcelona fans. There's no question there will be a contingent of fraction that will follow him wherever he goes. The club is the most important thing right now for us and our group, and we're 100% focused on that. And so looking forward to, again, staying focused on the new season ahead. And again, there's got to be some exciting things to happen in. So,
well, don't forget, they spent nine figure sums on a bunch of players that were just frigging flops. Coutinho, Dembele, I think you even got to say Griezmann. So you're hoping that Griezmann's going to return to some level of form and lead this team. I just don't see him as a leader.
Don't have a lot of answers for you, Glenn. Again, we gotta hope. We got the players. We got a lot of talent out there. There's no question about it. And from a league perspective, I mean, the league is still, I mean, if people who follow football, I mean, the Spanish league, La Liga, is an exciting league to watch. So, and at this point, it's going to be super accessible with the movement to ESPN. Plus, we're talking about Barcelona's first game. If you can't make it out to the match, it's actually going to be on ABC, which is crazy to think that La Liga is on ABC this Sunday. So that is going to be – that's a huge, huge move. I think a huge move in the right direction and for visibility's sake. So that's a good thing.
I love your positivity, Victor. And listen, let the games begin. Sergiño Dest, I think, is still on the team, but there's been some people looking at him.
It sure is.
The story with Barcelona, though, definitely comes down to the word debt and the dominance that debt plays in corporate lives and personal lives. I don't think there's any question. I'm going back to Ian Veery now. Let's switch it back to Liverpool a little bit here. Kostas Tsimikas, potentially the left back. Tell me about him.
Good. He looked, it's funny, when he came in, he looked actually really sharp. And he, of course, with Andy being the machine that he is, he didn't get a lot of opportunities, but he has played in a couple of preseason games and looked pretty solid. And I think we're actually going to get out of him what I thought we were originally. So he's a big, absolute superb first-time cross against, I think it was Osasuna. I didn't see all of the preseason games, unfortunately. Right on the money. Typical Andy Robertson type of pass from him. So, and again, I think, you know, getting Van Dijk back and either Duarte or Gomez, whoever's going to play in the middle with him, then gives us that solidity, so then we can start pushing the outside backs up again. You know, and I think it's going to be much more exciting this year, to be honest, for Liverpool fans.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
We're definitely ready for the first game with lots of excitement.
Yeah, the excitement's through the roof for all the leagues coming back now, so I don't think there's any question. And you
definitely,
guys are conveying,
fans in the stadium, it's just so much, so great.
You guys
now
are conveying the passion
normality
of your groups beautifully right now, both of you. Andy Robertson, when you saw that injury against Athletic Bilbao, were you thinking the worst? Because, man, I saw that and I was like, wow, this does not look good.
No, because Robbo just bounces up usually and just gets on with it, and he didn't, and that was very concerning. But some good news, there is definitely some ligament damage, and Klopp said, you know, he's definitely going to be out, but hopefully not out for as long as they were originally hoping. So,
I think they're targeting after the international window, Ian, in September for the return of Andy Robertson.
Yes. I mean, it'll be a big miss for Scotland as well, to be honest, because he's sort of their talent and captain, of course, of the national team there. So he's a big loss all around, Andy. So hopefully he'll recover fast. So they've got an excellent medical team at Liverpool. So, you know, hopefully it won't be too terrible. But it's going to be interesting to see how we approach midfield. Young Harvey Elliott's looked absolutely fantastic in the preseason, had an absolute stormer for Blackburn last year as well, 18 years old, and Klopp definitely likes to develop rather than buy sometimes, so it's pretty exciting. It's going to be, Minamino coming back from Southampton's looked really sharp as well, and hopefully he can challenge the front three a little bit, because I think one of the issues we do have is they're always the first three names on the team sheet, and they definitely looked a bit jaded and tired last year. And
Minamino had one of the goals against Osasuna in the 3-1 win on Monday. That was final preseason game before they start things off against the Canaries of Norwich. And you'll be watching that out at Hugh O'Connor's pub at the Marquee Entertainment Center, right, Ian?
Oh, yeah, of course. Absolutely. We'll be there. And it'll be opening at 10:30, so we're just telling everyone to come down and let's start the season with a bang. And hopefully, well, should be a huge 3 points, but we're actually away from home, and it's the first game. Norwich back in the Prem with their fans behind them, and hooky, we shall see how it goes.
Victor, tell us about Barcelona and their opener in La Liga.
Yeah, Barca are home to a partial crowd of some, only going to be 29,000 fans allowed in the region there at the Camp Nou for this first match against Real Sociedad. So, again, everybody, I've got some people banging on my door trying to find out how we can help them get tickets. Unfortunately, the limited tickets are only going to season ticket holders right now. And they do have fans. That's a positive. I hope they can get their COVID situation together to start opening up that door to even more fans.
That's 1 o'clock Central Time Sunday, and Houston Coolis, Victor will be over at Revelry on Richmond.
Revelry.
Hey, by the way, Victor sent me a great picture wearing a Soccer Matters t-shirt. You were up at Austin FC's Q2 Stadium. Tell me about it and what the atmosphere was like, because I've been up there once and it was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. You know, you walk it, you approach that stadium, and it's just a gorgeous new stadium. I think you've got a different atmosphere in that it's you got the seats really tight to the pitch. You got them, it's super steep, and everybody's huffing and puffing. All the Dynamo fans, we're all the way up in the top corner. Everyone's huffing and puffing, moving to get up those steep stairs up to the top. But that group of 100 of us that were there, I think it was 100 of us, just about to, Stallone, the entire Bandera Negra, all the groups that came together that made the midweek road trip. We road tripped it over there, did a little tailgating firsthand, and yeah, rocking some Soccer Matters T-shirt for you there, Glenn. And
that
know,
was nice. Of you.
We had a good time. We had a good time.
Yeah, you know what? It looked like a great turnout from Dynamo fans to go on the road up there. So it did look spectacular. Another note here, Atletico Madrid will start off against Celta Vigo. We mentioned Barcelona and Real Sociedad, and that's how match day one will occur. Just looking here. Who's Real Madrid got? They have Alaves, so they will be on the road for their opener. Anything before I let you go, guys, that you want to mention about your supporters group, starting with you, Victor?
Hey, so again, we want to welcome all Barca fans. Come on out. We will be at Revelry on Richmond in the Montrose District. Got, well, again, if you're concerned about COVID, we've got a huge covered outdoor patio. Just come on out. It's open air, so we got the teas, the audio ready to go. We look forward to seeing everybody.
And I know Ian's sported the Soccer Matters shirt many times. Ian, what can you tell us about the Liverpool supporters group out at Hugh O'Connor's?
Oh, it's going to be good. We're going to be back. It's going to be loud. It's a great atmosphere. Come and sing the songs. Eat a full special Irish breakfast on a Saturday morning and see Liverpool against Norwich. Kick off at 11:30.
And by the way, they've always got specials out there. Happy hours Monday to Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. Hugh O'Connor's, the best Guinness in town. And if it's tonight's Tuesday, Ian, I think it is half price bangers and mash, right?
Indeed it is, yes. That is absolutely correct. Yes, it's a bargain. And just a reminder that Stella, $5 Stella's for the games with Liverpool this season. So thanks to Stella for that.
All right, two great guys here doing great work with their supporters groups, and two guys that are just tremendously passionate and knowledgeable about the game. Ian Vary, thank you very much, Ian, for coming on, and Victor Valencek, thank you as well.
Pleasure, Glenn.
Thanks,
Glenn. Great to speak to you.
Gentlemen, thank you. Have a great weekend as we get back to Premier League and La Liga action. Take a break here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We'll come back. We'll talk some Dynamo as we go to break right now. Caller number 3, caller number 5. You will get tickets to the Houston Dynamo Colorado match this Saturday. Houston Dynamo against Colorado. The Rapids in town to take on the Dynamo at BBVA. Caller 3 and caller 5 right now. A pair of tickets. And as we head to break here, a big thank you to FM Kitchen and Bar. They've got two locations now. They got one down in the Montrose area near Montrose and Westheimer, and of course, the one that I always head over to quite a bit is north of Washington. It is on Shepherd. It's got the big outdoor patio, the craft cocktails, the great burgers, chicken sandwiches. You can get really spread out over there, and monitors everywhere. So it is FM Kitchen, I'll tell you, and Hugh O'Connor. So two kind of underground great spots for checking games out. Now, there's going to be a lot of people there for Liverpool, I guarantee you that. But they are great spots to go. You'll always get a table. You'll get a seat. You'll get a monitor. And you will enjoy the beautiful game. We'll take a break. We got more to come.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier. And you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I'm Jordi Sunyer in Barcelona, and you're listening to Soccer Matters.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Dynamo went down to Minnesota United this past weekend. Robin Lud and Coleman. It was an exercise in just understanding that players like Lud, who played in the European Championships for Finland, and Emmanuel Reynoso don't have to be at their best to then be the key pivotal figures in beating you. And that's what Minnesota did. 2-0 over the Houston Dynamo. They will take on the Colorado Rapids this weekend. That game will be on Channel 55. You heard Jordi Sunyer welcoming us back during that break. He will be on here in the second hour coming up. You're going to hear all things Barcelona, Houston Coolis, Victor Valencek. You better be listening because Jordi Sunyer is bringing some really interesting information when it comes to Messi, the move to PSG, the epic fail with debt, all the other things that are surrounding this giant soap opera, which is Barcelona. And really, the emperor got undressed like many of them did during the pandemic. It's sad but true. This was one club, right? A lot going on behind the scenes in the world of football and the world of soccer. Jordi Sunyer, he'll be on. We're going to do two segments with Jordi from Barcelona. And then in the next segment, it will be Coco Carrasquilla from Panama. Came on for the Dynamo against Minnesota, looked very composed on the ball. I know the Dynamo aren't going to want to say this, but there is real pressure on him to produce and produce very quickly over the course of the next 5 to 6 games for the Houston Dynamo if there are designs on getting in the playoffs. It just can't keep going on the way it is. They've got to start scoring some goals. They've got to start gathering points. As we know, it takes about 48, 49 to get into the playoffs generally. They are going to need a potential boost here from Coco Carrasquilla, as Austin FC is going to need one from Sebastian Driussi, the new signing that they got from River Plate and Zenit. All right, Coco Carrasquilla coming up next. Jordi Sunyer after him. Podcasts are always at ESPN975.com. And I got the beautiful song from Toots and the Maytals. It's called The Pressure Drop. That's what's going to take you to break right now. All right, Soccer Matters, ESPN975. It's always brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Hit me up at Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock or Soccer Matters GD. Right now, Sporting Kansas City is down 3-0 to León in the League's Cup, and that is not good when it comes to MLS and Liga MX. All right, when we go to break right now, caller number 2, caller number 4, pair of tickets to the Houston Dash. Caller number 2, caller number 4, you get a pair of tickets to the Houston Dash. Call 713-780-3776. Break time.
ESPN 97.5.